Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
9:09, and we're going to talk about LSU baseball, the second half of the hour, with Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former LSU Major League Baseball player. What an exciting game last night, and another one coming up on Saturday. We got it for you here on WWO. But first, you know, another interesting pastime in Louisiana is politics, and Clancy Dubose joins us, WWO Louisiana political analyst. Talk about the mayor's race. How you been, Clancy?
Oh, I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay. Let's talk about I guess this poll by Ron Fauché, is that what we're going to use as a jumping-off point to talk about the mayoral race and where it stands, or approval with jump in where you feel comfortable?
Well, it's the latest one, but first, I got to say, there's nothing more exciting right now than LSU baseball.
No,
what
right.
a finish that
I'm
was. Oh, my God.
And you know what I want to ask Todd Walker is that, hearing the highlight just now, is it one bad pitch that ends the inning? Is it just a moment in time? Is it? I'm not a baseball player, but I always wondered about that. You know what I mean? Is it one?
Well, when I was a kid, baseball was my sport. I played all the sports, but baseball was the one that I felt like, not that I was never an all-star, but I did my personal best at baseball, and I watched a little bit of the analysis and afterwards and. You know, the thing is, it's a team sport, and it would be totally wrong to blame or to say, oh, that guy blew it. There were errors made, you know, when Arkansas came back and took the lead at the top of the ninth, it was because of some mistakes, miscues that LSU made. And then, when LSU came back, there were some miscues, but there were miscues throughout the game. One of the coaches, I think it was the coach of Arkansas, said a few days ago when they were talking about changing pitches, he said, you can win or lose a game in the second inning. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's every pitch matters.
Yeah.
And it's not that one, you know, you can focus on things that because it happens at a certain point in time. But, I actually, as elated as I was, you know, my wife is an LSU alum. Our son, Will, is an LSU alum twice from undergrad and law school. And UNO is now back in the LSU system, and I'm really happy about that. I'm all in for LSU and even LSUNO because I think the LSU brand is really strong, much more so than it was when I was a student, and that was a long time ago. But
Now that you brought that up, you know, I often quote you about saying UNO built the middle class in New Orleans, and I think they did. Yeah. I'm a UNO graduate myself. Tell me about what happens now with UNO, and I know you didn't come on to talk about this, but I like to pick your brain.
I'm happy to talk about it. And by the way, Ron Fauché is a good friend of mine. He's a great pollster, and he's also WWL TV's pollster.
Okay.
So he has a lot of credibility.
All right, but let's get to UNO for a second.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm going to give you a little history. I'm a history major, so I'm going to give a quick history lesson here. I was at UNO in the 70s, and I was actually there when the name got changed. And we were all then saying, and back then there was a culture in the LSU system where LSU was at, everybody else was not even second class, they were third class citizens. And you were, even though you were in the system, you were kind of on your own. And they didn't have a funding formula then for higher ed, so everybody had to go lobby the legislature. And LSU was the 800-pound gorilla. I mean, they were as strong as nursing homes in the oil industry back then. And so we felt like step kids.
Saying they're as strong as nursing homes is saying a lot, Clancy. You know that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'm telling no, but I mean, when it came to education, there was LSU, and then there was everybody else. Mm-hmm. And within the realm of education, particularly education funding. Again, this was before the funding formula, and this was before we had a new constitution. Okay, this was before the Board of Regents. Okay, it was the old days, and the legislators who went to college, a lot of them. I don't know if I could say a majority, but a plurality at least went to LSU. And all the legislators got free LSU tickets and, you know, this kind of stuff for the football games. It was, there's nothing, that's better than 100 steaks at Ruth's Chris or Sullivan's, you know. So anyway, changing the name to UNO was sort of a poke in the eye to LSU. And there were a lot of faculty members who were against it because they said, no, look, you know, when we publish our academic papers, you know, the LSU name is, it means something. UNO's name doesn't mean anything because it's, you know, it just doesn't have a brand. And it pains me to say this because I love our alma mater, and I know you do too, but UNO still doesn't really have a brand. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole culture's changed now. Everything's a lot more equal. The legislature understands that all of these universities matter. And LSU's brand back then was good, but now it's great. And it's partly because of athletics, but also because of academics. LSU has really upped its game. LSU, UNO was academically much more rigorous than LSU was back when I was a student. And you probably knew that,
yes,
too, at the time.
Yep.
Guys who couldn't hack it at UNO would go to LSU and have fun and make B's, you know. But now that's not the case. And also the culture within the LSU system. I think there's a lot more understanding and appreciation. There's different people there now, and I think they value the idea of a system, and the system is only as strong as its weakest part. So I actually think that they should change the name back to LSUNO, because I think being part of the LSU brand, part of the LSU family, And I don't care if they change the colors back to purple and gold, because that's all part of the brand. That gives us a brand. And I think it would actually help enrollment at UNO, because then they could tell people, hey, look, you can go to LSU in New Orleans. You know, that's a, and then the New Orleans part really becomes part of the brand, too. You know, and I think LSU, the folks at LSU would be happy about that, because it's all part of the system. And I think, you know, people could take summer courses at either university and really make it a system like the other good state systems, like the Texas system. You know, UTEP, University of Texas El Paso, has a strong brand of its own, but it's also part of the UT system. UCLA, that's part of Berkeley's system, but it has its own brand because it's Los Angeles. You know, and so I think changing it to LSUNO would improve the university's brand. It would give it instant marketing cachet, and I think it would help enrollment. I think it would help with everything. And and UNO as an urban research university brings a lot to the table for the LSU system. So it's not like UNO would just be taking. UNO brings a lot to the table. It's got a strong faculty. It's, you know, it's a trade that helps both teams, as they say in baseball.
So where does that stand now, Clancy? Where does it stand? Well, because I'm looking at LSU Shreveport, you would be talking about a model, something like that?
No, because Shreveport's not New Orleans.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And people at LSU Shreveport, if you go to LSU Shreveport, the enrollment is a fraction of what it is at UNO, even today when UNO's enrollment is not what it used to be.
Okay.
It's a gorgeous campus. It's not a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's, you know.
So what happens?
I'm not going to knock Shreveport.
No, I understand. But what happens from here, though, is
kids in New Orleans only now are moving away. I think it would. I think overall it would be a good thing, both for UNO and for LSU.
So what happens from here? What has to happen? Yeah.
Yeah. The law has passed. The governor either signed it or will sign it, I'm sorry. I was getting a little signal from my better half.
Well, you pay attention to that.
I'm walking into a different room now. So the law has passed. And the LSU board, the LSU system board, is going to appoint a committee, a transition committee. And I believe Remy Starnes, who's a member of the LSU Board of Supervisors, who also, by the way, is a UNO student. He's getting a PhD from UNO. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, so UNO finally has representation on the LSU system board. We've never had that. And I suspect he will be the chair of the transition committee, and they will put together a committee, which will include people from UNO. I hope it will include UNO alums, but it will also include people from the LSU system to come up with a transition plan. And that's going to be due on April 1st. And, you know, it's a transition. It's not like you've thrown on a light switch. But and it's important to have a transition and a transition plan. And I think there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of uncertainty, too, but I think people should be excited. I think the UNO community needs to embrace the LSU brand. They really do. And I think it would be a good thing. And when they write that plan, they're going to implement it. It's going to take 2 years, because when they transitioned from LSU UNO to UNO, it took a year and a half to 2 years. So, you know, it's the way things work in our democracy. You don't just throw a switch and things change. The founding fathers designed change to come incrementally, and so that people can adapt to it. And I think long-term plan, Tommy, I think a year and a half from now, 2 years from now, you and I are going to be talking on the radio about how awesome it is. I hope I'm optimistic about all of this.
I think whatever it takes to keep it viable. That's what I think. Let me take a break. We'll talk New Orleans politics. We come back. Clancy Dubose, our guest, WWO Louisiana political analyst. He didn't come on to talk about UNO, but I'm a concerned alum. He is too. He rang the bell, so I thought I'd follow up. 9:20 traffic now, WWL. No, not traffic, just a break on WWL. 9:24, talking to our friend Clancy Dubose, WWR Louisiana political analyst, about a survey that's out by another political analyst and pollster, Ron Fauché. Take me through it, Clancy. What stuck out to you? What didn't? What's important? What's not?
Well, a couple of preliminary things. First, Fauché is an excellent pollster. You can take his numbers to the bank. But if he were on the air with us right now, he would be the first to say a poll is not a prediction. Mm-hmm. It is like a starting lineup or the morning line at a horse race. Think of the Kentucky Derby. It's who's the favorite, who's not. And it's where they are. It's like a snapshot in time. And so this is where the race stood, assuming the turnout would be proportionate. And that's how polls are designed, to accurately reflect what the voting population thinks. But, you know, turnout always matters. So it's not a prediction, but it's very accurate. It tells us where they are right now. And what stuck out to me was, what doesn't stick out. In other words, nothing changed. This is where all the polls have consistently shown the electorate to be leaning at this time, which is to say that Helena Moreno is way out front. If there were actually an election on the day that the poll, or the days, I think they were taken within 3 to 5 days. The poll was taken within 3 to 5 days, as they usually are. If the election were held that day, she would have probably won in the primary. But that doesn't mean it will happen on October 11th. Mm-hmm. But the polls that I have seen, and it's been from several different pollsters, I've seen at least three different ones over the taken polls starting like in March through early June. They all show the same thing, that she has a plurality of the hard vote, people really committed. And when you look at the hard vote plus the people who are leaning in her direction, she has a majority without even factoring in the undecided, you know, or keeping the, in other words, there'll be like 20 or so percent. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but she actually has over 50% in the raw numbers, as we say, in several of the polls. And this is what the polls have shown, and it shows Oliver Thomas in second place in the, I think, somewhere in the low to mid-20s, and former Judge Arthur Hunter moving up from the low single digits into the middle to higher single digits. And I think it's largely based on name recognition, plus the fact that people know two of those candidates, Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno. They are both very well-known among New Orleans voters. They're not likely to learn anything new unless we all learn something new. And they don't really know Arthur Hunter that well. But those who do know him like him. So that's where the race stands right now. And we have qualifying in about 3 weeks. So, you know, it'll be about 3 weeks. So, you know, we'll know by 5 o'clock or maybe 4:30 on Friday, July 11th. You know, who's actually in, and I suspect there'll be a few others who join. There are some other lesser-known candidates who have announced, but I apologize. They're so lesser-known, it's hard for me to recall their names right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this happens in every big race. You know, we look at the last governor's race. We had three or four main candidates and then another seven or eight lesser-knowns. That always happens at the last minute.
So does part of the strategy of this involve getting to a runoff for whomever it would finish in second? I know it's just a snapshot, I understand it right now. But
yeah, sure. No, but in a poll is a tool. It's polling before polls started getting released to the public were kept close to the vest, mm-hmm. and it's a starting point where candidates will poll very early and they see where they are. They also poll issues and see what issues matter. They poll messages or potential messages to see which ones resonate. And, you know, because a campaign is all about engaging with the public and you want to have a message that resonates with voters. And as time goes on, you continue to poll, not every week or every other week, but maybe one, if you have enough money, once a month or once every 6 weeks, and you see how your messaging has worked. And it helps candidates and their teams strategize and to come up with a strategy for changing the outcome of the first poll. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And right now, Oliver Thomas and Arthur Hunter are strategizing, how do we get more votes, both black and white, because Moreno's got healthy levels of major support, overwhelming support in the white community, and very strong support in the black community. Thomas leads her among black voters, but Thomas is black, Moreno's white, Latina. But she's got a real base in the black community, and she, not because she's well-known, she has worked it. She has really worked it. And, of course, Thomas has to overcome, you know, his conviction on bribery charges, on corruption charges back in the aughts. He has worked very hard to do that. He's, you know, to get back into, well, he didn't jump right back into politics like some people do. He spent almost a decade or more, just toiling in the vineyards, as I would call it, doing public service stuff, working with nonprofits and being humble and apologetic. And he did that from the beginning, which is the right thing to do. But that still hangs out there. You know, there are people who still have questions about that, and he has to overcome that. Arthur Hunter has to get better known. But the strategy for, I don't know what the strategy is, but because I'm not part of any campaign team, never have been, but there are Hunter and Thomas are both, you know, trying to say, okay, how do we take some votes off her? How do we get people motivated who are undecided? You know, how do we build to keep her from winning in the first? And if they do that, when you get to a runoff, it's a whole new ballgame. I would say my parting message, if it's time to go,
not yet,
is
this is another question.
In addition to people remembering, here's the takeaways, folks. Mm-hmm. A poll is a snapshot in time. It's not a prediction, but it's accurate for where we are right now. And every election is a unique event, all right? I mean, it's like any kind of sporting event, although I don't mean to trivialize it. It's much more important than athletics, but it's analogous to that. You know, the old saying about football, on any given Sunday, any given team can beat any other given team. You never know. That's why you play the game, and this is why they run the race. People cannot assume that, oh, she's got it, I can stay home. No, shouldn't have anything. Nobody does. You know, it's all about turnout, and every election is a unique event. So if it goes to the runoff, you cannot assume, and I always say this on the air on election night, no candidate should assume that he or she is going to get the same votes in the runoff. You've got to go out and earn all those votes. When the candidates wake up on Saturday morning, October 12th, if there is a runoff, the two candidates in the runoff both have zero votes at that point. They've got to start all over and get their votes again.
I just want to ask you real quick about crime and Ann Kirkpatrick. Who hired Ann Kirkpatrick? I wish I could remember everything, but I can't. That was Mayor LaToya Cantrell, was it not?
Oh, yeah, that was Cantrell, definitely.
So
yeah. She was chosen over Michelle Woodfork.
So that was, in retrospect, I guess, a good hire. How responsible is she?
It was a very good hire. I thought it was a good hire at the time, and I thought Michelle Woodfork would have been a good hire. I thought it was a tough choice because I think they were both excellent candidates, if you will, for the job. And Woodfork had actually shown that she could do it. Kirkpatrick was a bit of an unknown quantity because she had not been here. But I think she's done a very good job. And I think Michelle Woodfork, if she were on there, would say, yeah, she's done a good job, you know. But obviously, Woodfork wanted the job. But, you know, she's not crying about it. She's moved on, and now she's running for sheriff. And she's, by the way, she's in the same relative position that Helena Moreno is. If the race were held today, she'd probably win in the primary.
I guess what the reason I asked,
when
you look at LaToya's approval rating, and the fact that Ann Kirkpatrick was a good hire and the citizens aren't as concerned about crime, it seems as though she shot herself in the foot with the travel because an accomplishment that could have been touted with Ann Kirkpatrick is kind of getting lost. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's a shame, but I hope that I always say that I think the mayor made several excellent hires, and I'll kick off three of them right now. Kirkpatrick was an excellent hire, as was Woodfork. Actually, four. Woodfork and Kirkpatrick were both excellent. One was a promotion, the other was a hire. When she hired Ghassan Korban at the Sewage and Water Board, you know, people are all upset about, you know, the sewage, you know, drainage, but the drainage didn't get to where it is overnight, so it's a work in progress. And she hired our health director.
Avegno.
Oh God, I just had her name and now I'm blanking out.
Avegno?
I'm sorry?
Avegno?
Yes,
yeah.
Jennifer Avegno, thank you, who I know. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jennifer. But no, she was an excellent. Look at how we got through COVID. The reason LaToya got reelected so strongly was because she managed COVID so well. She did some great things, but she also did some bad things. Mm-hmm. You know, she made some awful, colossal mistakes, and then she doubled down on them. That's the problem.
The problem, yeah.
Every mayor, every governor, every president makes mistakes. Where they mess up is when they, because they're human, they make mistakes, but when they double down on the mistakes because they're hard-headed or they just, their egos won't let them admit that they make a mistake, this is not unique to LaToya Cantrell. Mitchell Andrew did that. Mark Morial did that, you know. But they didn't do it to the extent that this mayor has done it.
I just try to keep it real.
And then she's rubbing our noses in it with the travel.
Yep, I just...
You know, so, and people are just tired of it. But let me also say, They were tired of Mark Morial after 8 years. Voters were tired of Ray Nagin after Katrina already, and they were tired of Mitch Landrieu after 8 years. That's a natural thing. Mayors, it's really hard to end 8 years in office on a high note. John Bel Edwards did it, and good for him. And he had a Republican legislature, but it's unusual. It is really difficult to do.
Thank you, Clancy. I just wanted to check my thinking on that. Clancy Dubose, it's a pleasure as always, WWO Louisiana political analyst. We're going to talk Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former Tiger, major league player, about those LSU Tigers when we come back on WWL 936 Traffic Now.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.